There was a farm on the moor, and they called it, what they called it?
Oh, don't ask me, I don't know.
But never mind, it had a pond. And
Jimmy
Cairns, he had a horse and a milk flute, with big wheels.
He used to deliver the milk.
We're still in the story, don't
we?
We've
only got one
Constantinople. So he delivered the milk on the moor, and he had the blackest thumb, and it used to go into the milk can, and used to bring it to our house. And that. And one of the bairns says, "Look, Ma, Nana." She says, "What?" He's, "Have you seen his thumb? He's, it's going into the milk when he scoops it out to put into a jug." She says, "Ah, well," she says, "he jammed his finger, son, and it's torn black and all." So, however, he used to take the cake and the milk down the town and delivered his milk. I don't know how many he had, but he used to stop at the pub and he used to go in and tie the horse outside, and he got himself hot and drunk. So, however, he used to, when he finished his drink, he used to get into the cart and fetch the cart up the moor to the farm. You know where the farm is? Up below? Up there.
Foster's.
Up by here, yes, you go to Rugley.
Aye.
Well, yeah.
So, however, he took the horse out the cart with the shafts, and he let it go to have a bit of grass. And it was as thin as that wire there, and nobby knees. So never mind. At night he came out and he says, "Where's the horse?" So he couldn't find the horse. And this pond at the side, pardon me, at the side of the farm, he had a look in there, and here's the poor horse. It wasn't good. It had gotten into the pond and commit suicide. So, however, Jimmy Cairns, the owner, that he had his brother, Sepp, and all those lived over the other side of the moor. There was two sides of the moor. His father lives in one side, and Jimmy lived in the other. So, however, he called on his brother, and nearly all the moor was there to pull the horse out. So they got it tied up, and they pulled the thing out. And they rubbed it with grass and that. And somebody said, "No, leave it there and it'll come around like." So however, they left it. So the next morning he went to get the horse to fetch it down with the milk. He couldn't find it. So he searched high and low. He didn't know it had gone back. So he says, "I better get the pond." So he went to the pond and here was the horse lying. So he had to get the men to pull it out again, but it was dead. That committed suicide, was sick of life. The poor thing. It just went like that when it went down the tomb. And if you spoke to it, it didn't even blink its eyes. So it was done away with it, so that's another story.
How many?